This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The 6th Annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival kicks off this year in downtown Nanaimo on August the 11th, 2016. International and local theater companies will showcase their new scripts, comedies, and edgy material on two fringe stages. 48 shows are scheduled between two venues, the Harbour City Theatre on 25 Victoria Road and the Vancouver Island Conference Centre, 80 Commercial Street. The shows run each evening, Thursdays through Saturdays, and there are also matinees on Saturday and Sunday. I spoke with Ann Taylor, General Manager of the Nanaimo Fringe Festival, earlier this week. Here's your 2016 Nanaimo Fringe preview. Ann, tell me a bit about the concept behind fringe festivals. What is the difference between a fringe festival and any other kind of theater festival or gathering?
Fringe Festival began in Edinburgh. It's the largest fringe festival, and I believe it's still the second largest in the world, but certainly the largest in Canada. The Edmonton Fringe Festival is really exciting and very unique. How fringe festivals are different than other festivals is that we don't pick the shows. All shows get equal chance of getting into the festival. It's a lottery system, so you never know which show is going to show up in your town. You could get all excellent shows. Generally, you get a few locals who are amazing. You get some international acts that probably just came to you from California or from across the globe. We have one group, they're coming all the way from Australia to see us. And it's just because we happen to be the lucky people who pulled his name out of our lottery.
And this is the 6th annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival. So you might say that this festival has been around for a few years now.
It is. A lot of the local businesses get really excited when it's fringe time. We have so many partners in downtown Nanaimo who really look forward to when fringe comes around because the buzz is amazing and people know it's the same time every year and they get to see some, you know, local groups who come year after year and they're your favorite performers. But then we also get to have all sorts of performers from all over the globe come and see us. And it's an easy sell to all the local businesses.
Let's talk a bit about what's actually happening this year. I know that there's a kind of a fringe hub or a venue where people gather and they can meet the actors and they can meet one another. They can talk about the plays and I guess it's probably a social scene there every evening. Where's that?
This year we're going to be at the Nanaimo Bar, which is on the Nanaimo Bar Trail. They have a few different drinks that are inspired by the Nanaimo Bar, which I'm very much looking forward to. At the Nanaimo Bar, there will be live music just about every night, starting at around 9:30 p.m. The Nanaimo Bar will be open until 1:30 every night of the festival, and it's a great place to come down and meet the artists and talk to other people who are hanging out at the festival and see which is the show for you for the next day.
And the Nanaimo Bar, of course, is at 75 Front Street, and the Wall of Love will be there.
It will be. I still have to pick out just the right markers, but the Wall of Love will be there.
Okay. Tell us a bit about the plays and the performances that we're going to see this year. You've got a list in front of you. What's first on that list?
First on our list is Busted. It's at Harbour City Theatre. This one is a local group from Nanaimo. They come around year after year. They are our event coordinator. They're her favorite show, I think. She keeps raving about them. This is a drag show. It looks like it's going to be lots and lots of fun. This is Samantha, who comes back year after year.
And I'm reading here, what happens when a beauty queen encounters the ultimate art form in satirizing femininity and gender? And then in capital letters, the library is open, time to learn.
I'm really looking forward to seeing her show. It contains some coarse language, some sexual content. Seriously. Busted is a mashup of drag performance, theater, and I don't know, a third thing?
Okay. And the next one that I see here, and these are at the Harbour City Theater venue. We'll talk about venues a bit later. Noirish.
Noirish, yes. It's a wannabe actor gets wrapped up in a mystery. It's written by William Anderson. The company name is Evil Boy. This one is I'm not sure what they're going to bring us. I'm pretty sure it's going to be lots of fun, but yet to see.
Well, William Anderson wrote a play that was performed 2 years ago in 2014, and I saw that play. The name escapes me at the moment. It was very good, very well written, and I remember attending and then recommending it to other people. So I'm sure there's going to be something very interesting at Noirish as well this year. The next one I see is Belle Paris.
Yes, Belle Paris. Enter Pib, a wannabe mime who dreams of making it in the land of love, wine, and croissant. It looks like an adorable, funny show. I've seen her YouTube clip a couple of times now, and it's, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek, a little Francais. And so this is Belle Paris. She's coming to us from Calgary. It's written by Judith Mendelson, and it looks like it's going to be so much fun and so very cute.
The next one that I see on my list, I think, is from Australia. I Forgot to Fly Today.
I Forgot to Fly Today. He's coming all the way from Australia. This one I'm really excited about. It's Trent Bowman, a.k.a. The Birdman. He is in Vancouver right now working on his show. I keep seeing photos. I think he's at the University of British Columbia in a partnership with the Vancouver Fringe. So first he's working on a show for the Vancouver Fringe. Then he's coming to Nanaimo. So we only get to see him the first week because he's working on a show. So first week in Nanaimo, I Forgot to Fly Today. Then he's going to the Victoria Fringe. Then he's going to the Vancouver Fringe. So if you don't want to take a ferry trip and you don't want to deal with Malahat, you really ought to see his show while it's in Nanaimo.
And here's a quote from the Times Colonist describing, I believe, Trent Bowman. Underground hero of the Fringe Circuit, 5 stars. Sold out seasons, standing ovations, and 10 international tours. So that is definitely don't miss. The next venue is Vancouver Island Conference Center. There are 2 venues. We just described the plays that will be at the Harbour City Theatre. This second venue is at Vancouver Island Conference Center. And the first performance or play that I see is based on something to do with the artist Georgia O'Keeffe.
The Wideness and Wonder of Georgia O'Keeffe. This show is selling really well. I'm actually concerned that this show might sell out. So this one, I would really recommend people buying their tickets in advance if this is the show that they want to see. This is a storyteller. She is practiced at her craft. She does storytelling type theater all over the islands. I really recommend coming to see this show, especially if you are an art lover or if you know Georgia O'Keeffe's work at all.
And of course, her work was not only legendary, it was just stunning in terms of its impacts. The next one that I see here is Murder, Blood, Bear Story. Now, that seems to be a very different, a real departure from Georgia O'Keeffe.
Murder, Blood, Bear Story. Yeah, so this is Caitlin, and she is coming to us all the way from Los Angeles. She is bringing her show to us. Murder, Blood, Bear Story looks really quirky and really fun. Caitlin, the woman who is the writer and performer, she looks adorable and hilarious. There are some clips of Murder, Blood, Bear up on our YouTube channel. I really recommend checking it out. It looks really funny, really quirky, really, if you love fringe theater, I think this is a great show for you.
And it says it's an experimental solo show, and I think that's probably pretty typical of a lot of fringe offerings too. What's next on your list?
Legends of Canada. So this is our second group coming to us all the way from Calgary. This one looks really fun. They're a little bit of a mystery, but all the reviews I keep reading about their Fringe Circuit show, it looks really fun and really funny, and a good chance for Canadians to laugh at ourselves, which I think is our favorite pastime.
It says you will come away with a good feeling about this great country, and you may even learn something. So that's Legends of Canada. And the last one that I see on my list is, I think this one would be focused on the poet John Keats, the tragic poet John Keats, romantic poet.
Yes, Keats, a one-man play. This show has already been produced, so it's quite polished. It is about John Keats. So Keats, a one-man play, captures the romantic poet John Keats in 1820 as he relives the tragic, inspiring, and life-affirming moments of his life while struggling with illness. His passion for poetry and his love for Fanny Bowne in the scenic surroundings of Hampstead and the beautiful streets of Rome. So this is Caleb Williamson.
Yeah, Caleb Williamson, Thin Ice Theater from Qualicum Beach, B.C. Well, what do you think of the offerings this year?
I am so excited to see a bunch of these shows. There's a couple that I don't know what to expect. And that's one of the things I love about the Fringe Festival. You come in, you put down your $12, and you really don't know what you're going to see on stage. I'm almost always surprised. And I think I've always enjoyed every show that I've gone to see. Because you can't go in with expectations. You know it's going to be an hour, and it's going to be something that you wouldn't see in any other festival.
Now, if any of our listeners, if you're listening to this particular segment as the Fringe is underway or the day that the Fringe starts, then this will not apply to you. But if you're listening to this broadcast earlier, the preview night for the Fringe this year is on Wednesday, August the 10th at 7 p.m. at Harbor City Theater. A sample platter on the evening of the festival, Fringe artists come together to perform for about 5 minutes of their show. Their hope is to win your heart, and the hope is to pack the house for a rapid-fire festival warm-up. And I'm definitely going to that this year. I didn't get to it a couple of years ago and kind of wished I had. That's Wednesday, August the 10th at 7 p.m. But the Fringe itself starts on the Thursday. What are the actual dates of the Fringe, and what are the key days and dates that people need to be aware of?
Our festival kicks off August 11th, so that's Thursday, August 11th we begin, and we run until Sunday, August 21st. We have two venues and two weekends of really great theater.
And the shows are offered on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Correct. We have show times Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th. Week 2 is August 18th through 21st. Week 1 is August 11th through 14th. So that's showtimes Thursday through Sunday for 2 weeks of great Fringe theater.
And the other thing that I remember attending, I wasn't there last year, but a couple of years ago I went. There's an award party at the end. Tell us a bit about that.
So if you love the Fringe show you just saw, you get to vote on it on your way out if you think it should win the audience pick. And we have a big party, and we give an award to whichever act the audiences think were the best.
And the award party is on Saturday, August the 20th. So that's the day before the last day, at 10:30 p.m. at the Nanaimo Bar on 75 Front Street. And it says here, come celebrate a Fringe well done and congratulate the artists before they hit the road. We'll present the award for audience favorite.
I'm really looking forward to the awards party. Some of the awards are pretty adorable. Yeah, it's all about the audience. They get to choose whoever they think was, whoever gave us the best show.
Ann Taylor, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We also have festival passes. So if you know that you're going to see more than just a couple of shows, you can buy a festival pass. It's $40 and you get to see 5 shows. You can pick it up at Fascinating Rhythm right in downtown Nanaimo, or you can order it online, or you can pick it up at the box office. So it's just it's an easy way to see a bunch of great theater.
Thanks a lot, Ann.
Thank you so much.
Ann Taylor is general manager of the 6th Annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival. The festival runs from August the 11th through to August 21st at 2 downtown Nanaimo venues, along with the Fringe Hub, which is at the Nanaimo Bar on Front Street, 75 Front Street. Festival passes are good for 5 shows. They only cost $40, and they can be purchased at nanaimofringe.com, but only while supplies last. Also in person before the festival begins at Fascinating Rhythm, downtown Nanaimo, and at the door during the festival. Tickets for individual shows cost $12. They can be purchased at nanaimofringe.com or at the door starting 30 minutes prior to each show.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.